Good morning, Drift Run Church.
Morning.
Boy, it's good to be in God's house one more time, is it not? I know we've had a little bit of singing here this morning, but I'm going to sing a chorus to you that I love. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings, undeserving. That's what we are. We need to thank Him, love and praise Him a little more today, a whole lot more tomorrow. Isn't that the truth?
Amen.
He has been so good to us. You know what? If you can't praise and thank Him for just the opportunity to be in His house, you know, we need to praise Him for that today. And if He allows you to get up tomorrow, if you go deer hunting or whatever you do, you need to get up and thank Him tomorrow for giving you another day of life. Amen? I tell you what, I was watching that. You're going to think I'm crazy. I was watching a Western here the other day, an old Western. And this phrase come across, and the Lord said, there's your sermon. And you know what it was? Much obliged. Have you ever heard that before in these old Westerns? They come across and say, much obliged. If you would, turn to Luke, the 12th chapter, beginning with the 47th and the 48th verse. Luke 12, 47 and 48. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto, now get this is where this is coming from. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, Lord, I come thanking you, Father. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for the service so far this morning. I thank you for the love that you bestowed upon each and every one of us, Lord. I thank you for every soul that's made their way out here this morning, Lord. You know what? I know they're precious in your eyes, Lord. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would look within them, Lord, and bless them, Lord. And, Father, that, Lord, that you would be with them and sup with them each and every day, Lord. And we'll give you the praise for it all. And amen. And amen. Like I said, I haven't heard that saying for a long time until I heard that the other day. You know what? I want to tell you something this morning. How would it sound if we this coming Thursday would say, Happy Much Obliged Day? It doesn't roll off the tongue kind of like Thanksgiving does it? It doesn't roll off the tongue quite like that. But I'm here to tell you this morning as Christians, it might be better if we would say, you know what, that instead of Thanksgiving, that it's Much Obliged Day. And you get what I'm saying? You know why? Because you know what much obliged, what obliged means? I looked this up, and this is what it says. It says, it means that someone has done us a favor, and therefore we are indebted to return the favor, to do something in return. How many of you in here has God done something for this morning? You know what? We are indebted. We are in favor to return that. Praise God this morning. I'm here to tell you, thank God. You know what? I am obliged to the God that saved my soul one day. How about you? I am much obliged. You know what? To thank Him for what He has done for me. You know what? I believe this is what Jesus is saying. Whenever he tells us there in verse 12 and 28, he says, For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. We just sang, Count Your Blessings. We just sang that, did we not? And praise God, you know what? How many of us in here, you know what, as we this week coming, and this especially this coming Thursday, we're expected to sit down and count the blessings that God has given us. But you know what I'm here to tell you this morning? We shouldn't just do it on Thanksgiving Day. Amen? I believe that we could count our blessings every day and every day of this life, Tim, and still never get to the point where we can thank Him enough for what He's done for us. I am so thankful this morning. I could just go on and on for what I'm thankful this morning. You know what? Let's make it a point to remember the blessings that God has given us on this coming Thanksgiving today. Regardless of your place in life, Regardless of where you're at right now, I'm here to tell you, I am convinced more and more of everything. That, you know what? More of, I look around this world, that I'm convinced more of this, that you know what? God has got us in His sight, and He's telling us we need to be much obliged this morning. Thank Him for what He's done. We have been blessed with a bountiful land, have we not? This country that we live in, I'm here this morning, I believe that we are blessed with a bountiful land. I'm here to tell you, I believe that this morning. You know what? I've told you this. We drove across this land here a few years ago. And when I drove out through there, the acres and acres of cornfields and wheat and soybeans and go on and on and on, it's out there. How God has richly blessed this land. Each year around this time, we hear about those people that are starving, like in countries like Africa and Haiti. We see pictures of starving people and all that's going on. You know what? Do you know what? On the average, every 3 seconds, someone dies of starvation in the world. Did you realize that? Well, we're in church service here this morning. In an hour of church service, 2,000 people have died somewhere in this world because of starvation. Not because of cancer. Not because of anything else, but because they've starved to death. And guess what? It's right in our own backyards anymore. We come into here to the church, we take up food collections, and we supply food pantries. And guess what? Where much is given, much is required. We are a nation, the number one nation that supplies food to the world. I'm here to tell you today, listen to me, where much is given, much is required. And I'm going to tell you, it goes right to us sitting in this church this morning. 42.2 million Americans live in food insecure homes. Did you realize that? 42 million Americans live in food insecure homes. You know what that means? Maybe they don't know where their next meal's coming from. 13.1 million of them are children. Belinda has a snack pack out here just for some of those kids. I'm not here to put it out. Our church gives a lot. I'm just here to remind you this morning, where much is given, much is required. Praise God, whenever we sit down to our meals, maybe your only concern this week was getting in the newspaper to find the cheapest turkey that you could find. Or maybe find the cheapest ham you could find. Remember this, where much is given, much is required of us. God has blessed me, I can tell you that. God has blessed you. I'm here to tell you this morning, when we sit down at our meals on Thursday, do not forget where it comes from and who supplied it to you. I am so thankful here this morning that I have a church family that I have. And you know what? I'm thankful that we have been blessed. We have been blessed beyond measure. They're thinking, I heard somebody say here this morning, guess what? There's some places, you know what? Guess what? Stephanie and Emma had their hot water tank went out last night, and she was talking about how she didn't have hot water. You know what? There's some countries that don't have water at all. They don't have running water at all. If you go to your speakers and you're able to turn on that water, thank God you have been blessed. If you're able to turn on a light switch, no matter the cost, and the lights come on, you have been blessed. If you have heat in your house today, you have been blessed. I'm here to tell you, where much is given, much is required. Amen? Where much is given, much is required. I'm here also to tell you, we have been blessed in this country with freedom. How many of you in here have ever never known freedom? That's what I thought. Everybody in this church, everybody around us, we've always known freedom, have we not? We have known freedom. We have lived with it each and every day. You know what? We just come through an election where we had a choice. We had the freedom to choose who we wanted to choose. Pray God, some countries don't have that. They are told who that is going to be there, whether it's through war or whatever it may be. But you know what? Freedom has been given to us as a country. And I'm here to tell you, where much is given, much is required of us. I'm here to tell you that this morning. We are free to choose our occupations. We are free to come to church or not come to church. No one is standing out here telling us with a gun what we have to do, what we don't have to do. There, we are much obliged this morning. Amen? We are much obliged this morning as a church and as a country. We are so blessed to have the freedom that we have as a nation, as a church, as a people. We're much as given us. We're as much expected. Praise God, you know what? I want everybody to know what it's like to feel the freedom of the United States of America. But praise God, we've got to keep our hands in God's hand. Why aren't we among the 2,000 that are starving? Why aren't we amongst the oppressed people of the world? It's because God has blessed us as a nation. He has blessed us beyond measure. And praise God, is it luck? Was it happenstance? Was it circumstance? It was none of that. It's because God seemed fit to put us here like this. And we have been given a lot. And praise God, I hope we continue to give and to be much obliged to do what God wants us to do. God has given us the life, the seeds to plant, and the life, and the sun, and the rain to help them grow. He has done that, and praise God, we need to never remember that. There are others who have died for that freedom. We know that. And praise God, I'm here to tell you, I am much obliged to those people. But more than anything else, I want you to understand this morning, it's been told over and over, Jesus Christ sacrificed Himself on the cross that you and I could have salvation free and whole. All that you have to do is accept Him into your heart. Is come and accept Him into your heart. And praise God, you understand what it means to be much obliged then. You understand it. We've been blessed with a church here at Drift Run Church. I'm here to tell you, we've been blessed. The seats that you sit on. The floor, the carpeted floor that's underneath you. The windows that we have. The people that is in this church with the talent that we have in this church. God has blessed Drift Run Church, but I'm here to tell you where much is given, much is required. I'm here to tell you that this morning. Remember that. Whenever things come, we have classrooms. I'm here to tell you. You know what God wants us to do? God wants us to fill those classrooms with children that we can teach the Word of God to. Amen? He wants His church filled with people that can be preached to and can be taught the Word of God. Not because we want numbers, not because we want money, but because the salvation of Jesus Christ is more important than any of that stuff, and that His kingdom needs to grow. That's why it's important this morning. That's why much is required of us. We need to fill these pews with people that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen? We are obligated to this community. As a church, amen? I'm here to tell you, we are obligated to this community as a church. And we do a good job, I know we do, but praise God, don't ever lose the focus. Don't ever lose the sight of knowing that this community around here needs Drift Run Church like it needs every other church. We needs us to be the church that we need to be. Needs us to be the people that we need to be. Needs us to be the Christians that we need to be. If we ever fail to listen, if we ever fail in that vision right there, I'm telling you, we will not grow spiritually the way that God wants us to. We need to keep that in mind. Listen to me. Again, we are much obliged to God for what He's done for us here. I'm here to tell you this morning. Let me ask you a question. We are much obliged for the gospel this morning. Let me ask you something. Ron, what's the gospel mean? What's the gospel in your words? It's life. He gives us good news, does He not? He tells us how to be saved. If I went around this room and asked everybody, you've heard it, have you not? How many of you have heard what the good news, what salvation is, right? You've all heard it. You could probably tell it to me by memory. Praise God, where much is given, I'm going to tell you what much is expected of us. We know it. We need to get out there. You know what? We thank God. I've got 4 or 5 Bibles at my house. I've got all kind of study material. We have all kind of radio stations with Christian music and Christian teaching on it. We've got television stations. You know what? There are places in this world, believe it or not, that have never seen the gospel, never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are blessed. We are blessed where much has been given us, much is required. And praise God, we are obliged. We are much obliged to return it. You know, Bibles need to go out. The gospel, or we need to testify to the lost in a dying world, because guess what? Praise God this morning. We are obliged to do what He wants us to do. The good news. The good news, most of us in here know what it is. We don't have to. We know that. Guess what? One day somebody had the heart for Dave Long to sit and tell me about Jesus. You know that? I've told you stories about the aunts and uncles and neighbors that had Jesus Christ in their heart. And they come and talk to me as a teenage boy and let me know about Jesus. I'm not talking about fairy tales here, folks. Amen. Jesus Christ came into my heart. I got saved one day. It wasn't something that I just decided to pick up one day, buddy. It wasn't something that I just decided to take and that's what I wanted to do. I had to have a lifestyle change. Amen. And that lifestyle change only come whenever Jesus Christ come into my heart. Amen. That's the only way that I could do it. That's the only way that anybody can do it. Yes, you're going to think it's nonsense if you don't know Jesus. You're going to think it's a bunch of malarkey if you don't know Jesus. You're going to think it's no good if you don't know him, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you ever come to know him in your heart, you'll understand what I'm talking about this morning. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll know when the Spirit of God comes into your life. You'll know. Praise God this morning. I'm thankful. I am thankful. You know what? There were people that died to get the gospel message to a lost and a dying world. Am I right? There have been many, many people that have went overseas to spread the gospel that have lost their lives. You think about it. All the disciples, they were killed. They were slain except for one. One of them was even filleted like a fish for teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You tell me that somebody does not know what they're talking about to go through that. You're not going to go through something like that if you don't think it's real. You're not going to go through something like that if you don't have what it really takes. Amen? You're not going to do that. We are obligated, folks. We are obligated. We are much obliged to spread the gospel. You know what a Christian means? It means to be Christ-like. It means to be Christ-like. And what can be more Christ-like than to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world? Nothing. Nothing can be more Christ-like than to do that. We are much obliged to do that this morning. Praise God, we are. We have been given much, therefore much is required of us this morning. I want to ask you a question here this morning before I close. You know what? As we sit down for our Thanksgiving meals, think about what God has really given you. I mean, I'm not just talking about the food in front of you. Thank him for that. Don't get me wrong about that. I'm telling you, if you were born again this morning, think about what he'd done for you one day. Think about where you could be today if it wasn't for him. Amen? Amen. I think about that many times. I think about where I could have been. Where I could have been if I had not come to know him one day, Ron. I'm thinking about that sometimes. Probably wouldn't have been up here in this altar. I can tell you that preaching. But praise God. God has a plan and a will for all of us. It's not his will that any should be lost. Any. It's not his will. He wants everybody to come to know him. Come to know him. Say, come get a song.